Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Dogecoin has seen some exciting price action lately, hitting a one-month high. Today, we'll explore its potential if it reclaims its all-time high and discuss the broader crypto market trends.
Indeed, Dogecoin's recent surge is noteworthy, especially considering its significant drop from its 2021 peak. A return to those levels would mean substantial gains for current investors. However, it's crucial to remember the volatile nature of meme coins. While factors like renewed interest due to political figures and potential integration with X, formerly Twitter, could fuel growth, caution is advised.
Absolutely. It's not just Dogecoin making waves. The crypto market overall is experiencing a resurgence after a challenging 2022. We're seeing Bitcoin's price soar, Ethereum holding steady, and new spot ETFs launching. What's your take on these developments and how do they impact Dogecoin's prospects?
The overall market recovery is a positive sign for all cryptocurrencies, including Dogecoin. Bitcoin's strength often has a ripple effect, boosting investor confidence across the board. The launch of spot ETFs adds legitimacy and accessibility to the market, potentially attracting more institutional investors. This increased interest could indirectly benefit Dogecoin, especially if the broader market continues its upward trend.
That's an interesting point about the indirect impact of Bitcoin's performance and ETF launches on altcoins like Dogecoin. It highlights the interconnectedness of the crypto ecosystem. However, we also see divergent trends, with Ethereum facing selling pressure from institutional investors despite the ETF launch. How do you reconcile these opposing forces?
The divergence between Bitcoin and Ethereum is indeed intriguing. While Bitcoin enjoys renewed institutional interest, Ethereum seems to be facing skepticism despite its strong fundamentals and diverse ecosystem. This could be attributed to several factors, including the underwhelming performance of Ethereum ETFs compared to their Bitcoin counterparts, and concerns about the concentration of activity on the Ethereum blockchain, primarily in DeFi. However, long-term, Ethereum's utility and potential for innovation could outweigh these short-term concerns.
Corey Clipston's Wild West analogy for the crypto market under a second Trump administration paints a vivid picture. He suggests a surge of altcoins under potentially relaxed regulations could divert attention and resources from Bitcoin. Do you agree with this assessment?
I think Clipston's concerns are valid. A less stringent regulatory environment could indeed lead to a proliferation of speculative altcoin projects, some of which might be outright scams. This age of scambling, as he calls it, could create noise and confusion in the market, potentially overshadowing Bitcoin's long-term value proposition. However, it's also important to remember that regulatory clarity, or lack thereof, isn't the only factor influencing Bitcoin's trajectory.
Right. We've seen articles highlighting Wall Street's generally positive reaction to Trump's re-election, with certain sectors like big tech and banks anticipating deregulation and increased consolidation. How might this broader economic landscape influence the crypto market, particularly Bitcoin?
The overall macroeconomic environment plays a significant role. If the stock market continues to rally under a Trump administration, it could spill over into the crypto market, boosting investor confidence and driving capital into digital assets, including Bitcoin. However, there are also countervailing forces. Trump's focus on traditional industries and potential trade wars could create uncertainty and volatility, negatively impacting all asset classes, including crypto.
Another perspective comes from an article discussing how Democrats fumbled on crypto, ceding ground to the GOP. It argues that Democrats need to re-engage with the crypto community and develop a more nuanced approach to digital assets. What are your thoughts on the political dimension of crypto regulation?
The politicization of crypto is a concerning trend. Ideally, regulation should be driven by sound policy and a focus on investor protection, not partisan agendas. Both Democrats and Republicans need to move beyond simplistic narratives and engage in a constructive dialogue about how to foster responsible innovation in the crypto space. This includes addressing issues like financial inclusion, consumer protection, and the environmental impact of crypto mining.
Finally, the CoinEx October report paints a bullish picture for Bitcoin, citing the Trump trade and institutional interest as key drivers. However, it also notes a slight outflow from stablecoins, suggesting some investor caution. How do you interpret these mixed signals?
The CoinEx report highlights the complex interplay of factors influencing the crypto market. While the overall sentiment seems positive, the stablecoin outflow suggests a degree of uncertainty and potential profit-taking. Investors are likely waiting to see how the political and regulatory landscape evolves before making significant new commitments. The next few months will be crucial in determining whether the current bullish momentum is sustainable.
Let's shift gears and discuss some other significant developments in the crypto space. Kodi, a Web3 privacy layer, has announced a cross-chain privacy protocol. They're aiming to provide privacy on demand for various blockchains, both EVM and non-EVM compatible. What's your take on this?
Privacy is a critical aspect of Web3, and Kodi's move to offer a cross-chain solution is a significant step. The ability to toggle privacy on or off as needed is a compelling feature that could attract both institutional and retail users. However, the real test will be its practical implementation and adoption by dApps and enterprises.
There's also been a lot of buzz about a potential ETH 3.0 upgrade, fueled by Ethereum researcher Justin Drake's recent social media posts. Some speculate this could involve a move to a new consensus mechanism, possibly incorporating a ZEVM, to address Ethereum's scalability challenges. What are your thoughts?
While the rumors are intriguing, it's important to approach them with cautious optimism. A native ZKEVM would indeed be a game changer for Ethereum's scalability, potentially eliminating the need for Layer 2 rollups. However, we need to see concrete proposals and development timelines before getting too excited. Remember, achieving millions of TPS, as some suggest, is a monumental task.
Finally, Orderly Network, a cloud liquidity infrastructure, is expanding to Avalanche. This move aims to enhance cross-chain liquidity and create a more unified trading experience. How does this fit into the broader DeFi landscape?
Orderly Network's expansion to Avalanche is a positive development for the DeFi ecosystem. Improving cross-chain interoperability and liquidity is essential for the growth of decentralized finance. By connecting Avalanche with other EVM and non-EVM chains, Orderly is contributing to a more interconnected and efficient DeFi ecosystem.
DeFi Technologies is launching Solfi Technologies, a new investment vehicle focused on the Solana ecosystem. They're aiming to provide traditional investors with access to Solana's growth and staking rewards, similar to MicroStrategy's approach with Bitcoin. What's your take on this, Mark?
It's an interesting parallel to MicroStrategy. SolFi's strategy of acquiring and staking Solana, combined with DeFi Technologies' existing validator and MEV engine, could generate significant returns. However, the MicroStrategy for Solana analogy sets high expectations. They'll need to demonstrate consistent performance and navigate the inherent volatility of the crypto market.
DeFi Technologies emphasizes SolFi's potential to outperform Solana itself through innovative capital structures unavailable to ETFs, offering both token upside and cash flow opportunities. Is this realistic?
It depends on their execution. Their proprietary trading strategies and ability to optimize staking yields will be crucial. The comparison to ETFs suggests they're aiming for more active management and potentially higher risk-return profiles. Investors should carefully evaluate these aspects before jumping in.
Solana's scalability and growing ecosystem are key factors here. With its fast transaction speeds and low fees, it's become a hub for DeFi projects. How does this impact SolFi's prospects?
A thriving ecosystem is vital for SolFi's success. The growth of DeFi platforms and dApps on Solana creates a positive feedback loop, attracting more users and liquidity. However, Solana has also faced challenges in the past, including network outages. SolFi needs to address these potential risks and ensure the robustness of its infrastructure.
Russell Okung's 2020 decision to take half his $13 million salary in Bitcoin has turned into a financial touchdown. His $6.5 million BTC gamble is now worth $20 million. What are your thoughts on this?
It's a powerful testament to Bitcoin's long-term potential as a store of value. Okung's foresight, or perhaps gamble, paid off handsomely. It underscores the importance of understanding and potentially incorporating crypto into financial planning, especially for athletes with substantial earnings.
It's certainly a bold move. While it's a win for Okung, it also highlights the volatility of Bitcoin. Had the market gone the other way, this could have been a very different story.
Absolutely. High reward often comes with high risk. Okung's move wasn't without its dangers. It's not a strategy for everyone, and it's crucial to have a well-diversified portfolio and a clear understanding of the risks involved.
This also raises questions about how athletes are compensated and the potential for future contracts to include crypto payments. Could this become a trend?
It's definitely a possibility. As crypto adoption grows, we might see more athletes negotiating for crypto payments. It offers them a way to diversify their holdings and potentially benefit from the growth of the digital asset market. However, teams and leagues will also need to adapt and manage the associated risks.
So Nanolabs, a Chinese microchip company listed on the NASDAQ, is now accepting Bitcoin. This is interesting given China's complex relationship with crypto.
Indeed, it's a bold move, especially considering the regulatory uncertainty in China. While there's been a crackdown on crypto activities, recent statements from officials and court decisions suggest a softening stance. This could signal a shift in the Chinese government's approach to digital assets.
Nanolabs claims this move is about embracing financial technology and facilitating cross-border transactions. But accepting Bitcoin also carries a marketing element, doesn't it? It generates buzz and positions them as innovative.
Absolutely. It's a way to attract attention, especially from international clients. It also aligns them with the growing trend of businesses accepting crypto, like Microsoft and the Dallas Mavericks. However, the real test will be whether they hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet, which could expose them to market volatility.
Their stock price saw a slight bump after the announcement, but it's still significantly down from its all-time high. It seems the market isn't fully convinced.
The market is likely waiting to see how this plays out. The regulatory environment in China remains a key factor. If the government clarifies its position and provides a more supportive framework, it could boost confidence in companies like Nanolabs.
It will be fascinating to see if other Chinese companies follow suit. This could be a pivotal moment for crypto adoption in China, despite the ongoing regulatory complexities. Let's dive into the age-old debate, Bitcoin versus gold. Both are touted as stores of value, but which one comes out on top?
It's a fascinating comparison. Gold has a millennia-long track record, representing stability and a hedge against inflation. Bitcoin, on the other hand, is the new kid on the block, offering the potential for explosive growth, but also significant volatility.
This article highlights the similarities in their finite supply. Bitcoin is capped at 21 million units, while gold scarcity is due to the difficulty of mining. But their price trajectories have been wildly different.
Exactly. Gold's price tends to rise during economic downturns, acting as a safe haven. Bitcoin, however, is driven by speculation and technological advancements, making it susceptible to wild swings.
The article also touches on the regulatory landscape. Gold is well established, but Bitcoin faces ongoing regulatory scrutiny, especially in markets like China.
That's a key consideration for investors. Regulatory clarity is crucial for Bitcoin's long-term viability. While gold has storage costs, Bitcoin has security risks associated with digital wallets and exchanges.
Ultimately, the choice between Bitcoin and gold depends on an individual's risk tolerance and investment goals. Gold offers stability, while Bitcoin offers the potential for higher returns, but with greater risk.
It's not an either-or situation. A diversified portfolio could include both, balancing the stability of gold with the potential upside of Bitcoin.
Moving beyond the Bitcoin versus gold debate, Mark Weinstein argues that Web3, particularly blockchain, isn't the solution for social media's woes. He proposes Web4, incorporating some Web3 principles, but addressing the core issues like privacy, mental health, and authentic discourse.
It's a refreshing perspective. We often get caught up in the tech, forgetting the underlying societal problems. Weinstein's focus on restoring a free market, dismantling big tech monopolies, and fostering authentic communication is crucial.
He highlights the monopolistic nature of companies like Meta, owning multiple platforms. This control stifles competition and innovation, leading to the very problems he outlines.
The legal battles against these giants are lengthy and costly, often outlasting the relevance of the initial concerns. Web4's emphasis on decentralization, data ownership, and algorithmic transparency could offer a way forward, but regulatory hurdles are significant.
Weinstein acknowledges the challenges. Mainstream users aren't interested in monetizing relationships, and regulatory changes are complex. However, given social media's impact on elections and public discourse, he believes an epic reboot is necessary.
It's a call for a fundamental shift in how we approach online interaction. Whether Web4 is the answer remains to be seen, but the conversation is vital. We need to move beyond treating the symptoms and address the root causes of social media's negative impacts.
Moving on to Nigeria, where Merino FX, powered by Kyrex, has just launched the country's first SEC-licensed crypto exchange.
This is a big deal. Nigeria has a massive, largely untapped crypto market. This move brings legitimacy and regulatory oversight, potentially unlocking significant investment and adoption.
The exchange, Merino X, boasts advanced security, a user-friendly interface, and a wide range of assets, catering to both novice and experienced traders. It's a significant step toward bridging the gap between traditional finance and digital currencies in the region.
With Nigeria's substantial trading volume, estimated at $70 billion last year, this launch is well-timed. It'll be interesting to see how it impacts the broader African crypto landscape and whether it encourages other nations to follow suit with regulatory frameworks.
Absolutely. It's a clear signal that regulators are starting to embrace the potential of crypto while addressing the inherent risks. The involvement of key figures like the NITDA CEO and Senate Committee Chairman on Finance adds further weight to this development.
It'll be crucial to observe how Merino FX navigates the challenges of maintaining compliance and security in a rapidly evolving crypto environment. Their success could pave the way for a more regulated and accessible crypto market across Africa.
Let's turn our attention to CoinLedger's strategic expansion into the UK. This move simplifies crypto tax reporting for UK investors, automating capital gains, losses, and income tax calculations in accordance with UK tax laws.
This is a significant development, addressing the often complex tax implications of cryptocurrency transactions. The interoperability of crypto assets across various platforms creates a reporting challenge, and CoinLedger's integration with hundreds of crypto platforms streamlines this process for users.
Precisely. By syncing their wallets, UK users can automatically import their transaction history and generate the necessary tax forms with ease. This is particularly crucial given HMRC's increasing focus on crypto tax compliance and enforcement.
Indeed, increased tax audits, compliance requirements for exchanges, and new intelligence units signal a tightening regulatory landscape. CoinLedger's platform helps users navigate these complexities, ensuring they remain compliant and avoid potential penalties.
It's a proactive step that benefits both individual investors and the broader crypto ecosystem in the UK. This will likely encourage wider adoption of crypto assets by simplifying what's currently a complex process. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for joining us.